Hey, welcome back to the podcast, Unforeseen, Working Through a Sudden Loss. This is Kwesi, and I really want to put this out there for those that listen to the podcast but don't interact with me on social media. I put up a post tonight here. If you have listened or follow me over there, I have these things called MDRs, my daily report, just a way to talk about my day. A while back, I mentioned that that was something that was an issue for me. And I basically just said I'm going to be phasing it out. And I just kind of feel like I'm getting back to a new sense of normal. And I don't see the need to do those MDRs. I don't feel like I'm flailing. Having a lot of really good days. It's been over a week. And I just mentioned that I guess it's just time to get back to what Facebook was meant to be, having fun, sharing BS stuff, memes. I'm not going to get back into the things that I was rabid on Facebook before. My perspective on life, the new perspective that I have, will continue. But I believe this is just another step in the journey. I've got all the tools that I need to handle any rough days that may come my way. I feel that I know, or I should say, I know how to handle those. The other thing that I want to mention, because sometimes when you say these things, there may be red flags with others. I'm safe. There has never been, or will there ever be, any thoughts of self-harm. And I'm going to be good, and I make that promise. So my message in that post was, again, I don't have all the words to say, or there are no words that I can say other than thank you. And I mean this. I really hope this never comes your way, at least in the short term. Hope it's a long time before, the events that happened to me happen to you. And I it's time to, as I move through this next phase of my life, to live my life the way it really was meant to be, an offline. I think I talked about, this is not Truman Show. I really did this as therapy, as I work through this loss, and to help you. And if I'm at a point where I feel like I am where I need to be to move forward in the next phase, then I really don't have anything to share in terms of what this podcast was meant to be. I don't know that this means that this is the end, but I'll have to really kind of think. And I had a bunch of topics that I had written down that I thought would be beneficial, things that I would have to talk through, and for whatever reason, just never really got to them. And I don't think that's a failure or an accomplishment, but I'll just have to really kind of figure out, does this mean that this wraps this up? Or maybe I just kind of keep this, like I do my contact for my counselor. I haven't seen her since about a month after Aaron died. I've got her number and everything in my phone, and maybe that's how I kind of do this podcast. I really don't know. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that this might be the last recording for a while, because there really isn't much else for me to talk about. I mean, I used to jump on here to help me with therapy to, talk about things, and this past 8 days, 9 days, whatever it's been, I've talked on the podcast and had some topics, but it really hasn't been the need to talk, because I'm having a rough moment. I mean, every morning I get up and it's nothing like it was the first month. And I feel really good about things. I really do. And where I'm headed, I've got some options, I've got some plans, I've got some goals, and I can honestly say for the first time, I really feel good about the road ahead of me. There was one thing I wanted to mention that I forgot to in last episode, and there was a spot, if you listen to the entire thing, thank you, but there was a spot that I talked about, that I'm being single, kind of embracing it, being able to get out and do things and not have to check in. And I need to say this because I did not want to give any impression that Erin wouldn't let me go out and do things, or I had to check in. If anything, she actually encouraged me to get out and do stuff. She would always ask me, hey, when's the last time you played poker? She knew that she was going out and getting stuff done in terms of, you know, her days at the salon, you know, or going to get her hair done, things of that sort. And she always encouraged me every week, hey, why don't you go play some poker? So I remember when I did that recording for the last episode, I did multiple takes and I left that out on the last one. And I say that because I was talking to someone the other night, and this kind of goes to that embracing the singularity. You know what? This is the hand that's been dealt to me. I don't like it. I can't go back and change it. But you know what? This is my reality. So I'm going to enjoy this single life, so to speak. And if I want to go out and do something, I can do it. If I want to stay out as long as I want to, I can do it. I don't have to check in with anyone. And I think that was another big reason why I chose the path that I did at this particular time. But again, it wasn't because in the past I couldn't do that. So I really need to make that clear. So outside of that, that's about all I got. I'm really going to keep this one short here. I just wanted to throw this out there for those that listen. I'm giving you the same message that I gave on Facebook. And even if I haven't heard from you, but I know that there are people that are listening, I want to thank you for taking time to, whether this is your first one, if you want to go back and catch some previous ones, or if you followed me from day one. I hope if you followed me from day one, you've seen some progress. You've seen the low, you've seen some highs in between. But as you listen to this episode right now, and if you think back to the first couple ones that I did, then I hope you can kind of hear the progress that I made. And if you can, then my message to those that are dealing with the loss of a loved one, if it's a, you know, similar situation as me, as being sudden, or even if it's not, what I really hope to convey to you is, one, that this path that I took, this is not saying this is the path you have to take. I don't want you to feel that because you, I mean, this is just after 3 months for me. And I don't want you to feel that if you're listening to this and you're at the same time frame 3 months out and you're not where I'm at, it's okay. Do not look at your situation and look at mine and compare them. That's the wrong thing to do. Because remember, and you've probably heard this before, we all have our different ways of dealing with grief. And we all have a different timeline of how we move on to various stages. And as you know, the stages of grief, it's nothing neat in terms of a linear process. It's like a spider web. It's just all over the place, back and forth. And you never know what phase you're going to be in. It can jump from one to the next and back and all, and so forth and so on. And if you're much further than 3 months out, if you're a year or two out and you're still struggling, that's okay too. And that is also the other big takeaway again. It's okay whatever phase you're at, whatever you're dealing with. Do not use my example to gauge where you're at and then say, I'm doing well, I'm failing. Don't know. You're doing you. You're doing what you feel is right. The big takeaway is, at some point in time, no one knows when this is, and I'm sorry I can't give you that answer, but at some point in time, it will get better. And remember, this is not me saying this as not having lost anybody, because I've talked to someone, and I do talk to someone who has lost two spouses, and they told me exactly what I just said. And you know, the first month that I was going through this, none of that made sense. None of that registered. None of that even seemed possible. That's okay to have that thought if anyone tells you. And even if they've gone through it, because when you are going through that initial trauma, shock, denial, whatever phase, none of that registers. It's a pain that only you can go through, and you take as long as you need to go through that. It's the best advice that I can give, and that's really what I want you to take away from this entire podcast that I've done. And if that comes through, then I consider that I've met the goals for this thing. I've already met the goals for myself. Then I'll continue to work on those. Again, this is never a finish line process. There's never a finish line in this. It's a marathon. It's a journey we're going on. Some of us choose to get in other relationships. Some of us choose never to. Some of us are never sure what to do. And there's probably other different variables that, you know, are involved with this in terms of where we're going and what the destination is. But you do and will have better days. Just no one really knows when that's going to be. So please take away those thoughts. Again, I don't know, you know, if I'll go back and look at some of the topics I've had and put those out. I don't want to just put stuff out to put stuff out. There's got to be some value in it. And I kind of feel at where I'm at. You know, I think about, you know, players or coaches going out on top when they win. And I'm not saying I won anything, but I do feel like I'm at a really good moment. And again, maybe I just hang on to this in case I have a rough patch and I just want to talk again, because I'm fully aware that those can happen. I mean, the reality, yeah, it's just been over 3 months. That is a short time frame. But for me, you know, I feel really good. Like I said, I can look at her photos. I can talk about her. I can do all those things. And it not eat me up. And it's okay to feel sad. It's okay to think about the what if still, because I still do that. But I'm able to continue my activities of daily living. I'm able to continue to keep the house clean, take a shower, eat. You know, I've been engaging in tennis and not mentally checking out for the last several sessions. I've been playing some poker. I've been doing stuff. I've already made plans to do some travel in terms of, hey, looking at this particular month and going to visit family. Before, I didn't want to do that. I'm continuing doing the hiking thing. So life is moving forward. And basically, I just had to accept that that is my reality. And I think once I did that, along with the other things I talked about, that's where I'm at today. And just know that you too, at some point down the road, and you can pull things out that I did. I don't ask you to do everything step by step or necessarily follow all these, but if you want to try some of these things I've talked about, you can. The time, getting the mind right, the input of what you put in your body, you know, diet and vitamins and supplements and, you know, all the little things that I've talked about. If you want to try to do it, I'm not here to say that this is going to be the magic pill recipe for you, because we are each different in how we approach this. So that's about it. I do thank you for tuning in. I don't know what I'm going to put on. I said on Facebook, I'm done with the MDRs. I don't know what I'm going to do in terms of, you know, keeping updates and posts, maybe once in a while, just kind of as a thing. I guess my point is, if you really want to kind of interact with me more after this, I've given my social media handle. It's at the Crazy Wabbit, crazy with a K. It's really going to be more about having fun. I mean, I'm trying to do stuff fun in my life, and I really want to use social media for that. So if I do decide to eventually end this podcast, I'll come back and officially make that announcement, so that way you can unsubscribe and not have it in your library. I would ask you to stay subscribed. I don't know how long. I honestly can't say I'm going to come back in 6 months or 3 months or a month. But if you don't hear anything for a period of time, you know, leave the subscription or leave it subscribed, and you know, and or just follow me on social media if you would prefer to do it that way. I do hope that, you know, this finds you well. And if it doesn't, I do hope it gets better. Always trying to send out positive vibes and thoughts. And even if we've never met or never will meet, I hope that, you know, the sincerity and the passion and everything that I try and put across through this podcast comes through in the sincerity to you. And again, to those that are listening that aren't going through a loss, as I've said many times before, and I apologize for sounding like a broken record, but you got to hear this. You know, our time's coming. I'm not trying to sound doom and gloom, but it's one of those things that we all will face. And I hope that if you're with your chapter one or your chapter two or later, in other words, your spouse, your significant other, your partner, whomever that is, that you chose to be with for hopefully the rest of your lives, that this does not happen for a very long time to you. Enjoy the time that you have. You know, laugh with each other, play hard, love hard. You know, do all those things and enjoy the moments, embrace each other. There are going to be the bad times. There are going to be the arguments. I mean, we know this, relationships aren't perfect, but I really hope that you, from what you've taken away, that remember, I no longer have Aaron. Those days are gone. You know, there's never going to be a knock at the door. There's never going to be a text from her. This is my reality. And your reality is you have that if you are in that situation. Hold on to that as long as you can. So thanks again for tuning in. I really do appreciate your time. And don't know this time when I'll do another episode, but we'll catch you down the road. If we ever cross paths, if you're ever in Vegas and you've interacted with me, I expect you to please look me up if you have time. We'll grab a drink, catch up, share some stories, and that's about it. So with that being said, I raise a glass. Be safe, have fun, work hard, play hard. Salute.